you. The United States would like to express its strong appreciation for the Inspector General's Office, or IGO, and its efforts to identify risks to UNHCR's operations. We were pleased to see the IGO's strategy expand from operational issues to more strategic policy work, linked to the wider oversight system beyond the IGO office. We hope the focus on learning will enable UNHCR's leadership to continue to proactively identify and act on risks before they negatively impact UNHCR's operations. We were concerned to see the 26% increase in misconduct complaints over the year prior, and among them, the overall prevalence of sexual exploitation and abuse complaints. We appreciate reassurances from UNHCR that this is the result of increased awareness and use of the established reporting channels. We did note that in 2022 to 23, there were 1,982 misconduct complaints and only 175 investigations. We encourage UNHCR to robustly investigate complaints wherever feasible. The United States thanks the IGO for its transparency and for the periodic briefings in Geneva and Capitol-based colleagues. We ask that you continue to keep member states closely informed of misconduct trends and changes made to protect complainants against retaliation. The United States strongly supports the various IGO field missions aimed at better understanding the challenging contexts in which UNHCR works and presenting to staff on how to report incidents. With regard to evaluations, we were pleased to note the Evaluation Office conducted a quality assurance review of the 18 evaluation reports finalized in 2022 and identified adjustments to strengthen the inclusion of groups with different vulnerabilities and needs. The United States appreciates UNHCR's partnerships with development and other actors and notes that development and private sector actors are best placed to engage in such activities. In that regard, we agree that UNHCR's financial and data systems need to track financial contributions from development partners. We noted that further adjustments are needed to the organization's resource allocation framework to manage earmarked development funding. At the same time, we look forward to having a more robust conversation with UNHCR about roles and responsibilities and how it prioritizes its work. And finally, we noted with appreciation the efforts of several country evaluations to include refugee representatives in reference groups to strengthen accountability to affected people. And we encourage more widespread use of this practice. Thank you.